This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few moments, a disturbing trend in automotive-based entertainment, watching X-rated movies on the highway. But first, here's a story about a man from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, previously known as Zaire. His name is Bauvik Antozi. He was desperate to escape from his country after his wife and children were killed in tribal violence during the late 1990s. Here's his story in his own words, accompanied by a song from African musician Kingsley Ugunde.
Wọ́n dúró sọ́nà kan. Àwọn kan tún dúró. Wọ́n dúró lọ́nà kan.
I'm sitting on a wooden crate on a cargo flight to somewhere. The plane lands where I honestly do not know.
Ogun ayé dúró, ogun ìdílé dúró.
There was a box that I was sitting on top of it without knowing what was inside. My friend is a Russian pilot named Melanov. I paid the money. It was not free.
Jenny Tori Itani. Oro yiro mi loju olugbalami o.
When we landed, I was waiting for him in the cargo until the time he came and picked me up and we went to get the other plane to Istanbul.
Asheni Tori ileri ogo tolarun se fun mi ni.
Melanov hands me a passport and visa with my picture and a made-up name. From this point on, you are Piri Christopher, and you are from Zambia. Then he hands me an envelope with a ticket inside. Go to the destination of the flight, and you'll be a free man. I give my boarding pass to the steward and see that I am going to JFK, International Airport.
Alabaro. Alabaro.
When the plane landed, one of the custom officer came and when he searched my bag, he did find now my document from Zaire. My citizen card, my birth certificate, the birth certificate of my daughter, and my marriage certificate. You have to tell us you are from where, because you do have two identification documents. And I said, I'm looking for a United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees because I'm in trouble. I'm looking for a place where I can claim my freedom. And they told me that I could seek asylum in the airport. And I sought asylum in JFK Airport. From 3 p.m. to the following morning, 8 o'clock the following morning, handcuffed, hands and feet, crying and crying the whole night. I slept there in JFK, but I don't know what's going on to me. I don't really know. And then finally, I was in an orange uniform and they told me it's a detention center and it's not a jail. I was surprised to be in a building without windows and no access to outside life. And there's nothing else to do except reading, praying, and I was writing a book about my life. That's what I did all these 2 years in detention.
When I came
out, facing the light, the sun, I fell down because I'm used to the dark, I'm used to the industrial light. Coming now to see the sunshine, I was like dizzy and I fell down. And now, even if I don't have anything, I'm enjoying the life because I know that I'm free. There's nothing better than freedom, but I'm still discovering it.
Ah!
Bovic and Tozzi's story was produced by Judith Sloan and Warren Lehrer for the documentary series Crossing the Boulevard, which chronicles the lives of immigrants and refugees living in Queens, New York.